Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody.
filling in for JP. JP, where you at, God dog? I know you talk.
What up, everybody?
What's going on, man? You out there stuck in that horrible traffic.
And, yeah, man, been fighting the damn traffic. I know they must have had a bad wreck on the Lake Charles Bridge, man. I've been fighting that shit for about an hour, man. I'm like, boy, that messing me up. It messing me up, shit. I'm trying to get across here now. Here, car going to beat me to the track tonight.
Shit, I hear you. Hey, goddamn shit, we coming out of Central Texas, shit. The radio talk telling us it's a bad thunderstorm in Central Texas. I was like, shit, we got to get the fuck up out of here.
Yes, sir. Man. Well, man, we got you on, I guess, man. Congratulations, man, to you and the rest of the camp, man, going out there to the Alabama, showing up and showing out.
Yeah, just too bad we couldn't come home with that W, man. We had a good time, man. You know, me and the boys hung out, you know, seen the city. Long-ass drive, a lot of decent shit. It was fun, though, man. Met a lot of nice people and stuff. But, man, it was a good old time. But, man, it's time to get back to the business, God dog. Yeah, let the deal come.
Yes, sir. Hey,
where's
Mr.
Kevin?
Go get Mr. Rogers on here to do his part. He's going to be hiding tonight.
Where is Mr. Kevin? Kevin, if you're in here, Kevin, press the one button, sir.
He ain't in here, man. We're texting, man. Trying to get
it back in here. Where are you going? But, yeah, man, yeah, it was lovely, though, but yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, man. So for those that don't know, man, what in the hell happened, man? What in the hell happened in that round, man?
Man, that shit, car just kind of cut off. It just kind of had a little mechanical hiccup.
You know, we was there since Wednesday, you know, doing our testing and everything going good, and everything went good to that one point, man, and shit, it just kind of went from there, and shit, it wasn't nothing that we could have done about it, you know, wasn't the tuner fault, wasn't nobody's fault, it was just mechanical failure type shit.
That damn parts.
Yeah, damn race car parts. But, like they say, you're racing 90% of luck and 10% talent, man.
Yeah. Y'all definitely had the car to beat, man. Y'all was looking good all weekend, A to B. Shit, man. Hey. Y'all had that thing in the bag, man. I mean, shit. I know they say it don't count your chickens before they hatch. Shit.
Yes, sir.
Them goddamn chickens.
Them chickens were cooking, boy. But we were taking round by round, you know what I'm saying? They were cooking like a motherfucker, but we were taking round by round. But, man, that shit just kind of bit us on the ass, man. And, shit, like I said, we'll try again one of these days. We ain't done, you know. We're far from done. It's just the beginning of Miss Graham's new chapter, you know. See what it's
yes, sir.
Be.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
oh,
man. Where is Mr. Rogers? See if he done came on here yet or not. There you go. Mr. Rogers, you might go.
Man, is anybody in here? 9 minutes after 7? Did JP been there or what, man?
Huh?
Do we have people in here 9 minutes after 7, man?
Yeah.
Damn, a commercial 5 minutes into the run, man. Anyway, what's going on? What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Prompt early show today,
ain't
man.
Much.
Come on.
What'd you say? Prompt early
you
show today?
Yeah, prompt early.
Oh, okay. What's
hey,
going
you know
on?
Me, I get everybody, you know me, I get everybody primed up. I play 10 minutes worth of music before I start the show.
Yeah, I turned it off after that. I got tired. What you got, Mr. Rogers?
No, man, we got Hell of the Deal, man, and next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend, man. We got Hell of the Deal coming in hot. Coming in real hot, man. October 22nd, Evadale Raceway, man. We got 12 confirmed grudge races, right? I don't have them all in front of me, but there's some 12 confirmed. One of the grudge races, I can remember the name, but I got banned off Facebook. I went to jail for saying the name, so I don't know if I can see it. I might get banned off the phone. But Taliban versus
you got banned off Facebook?
Yeah, I can't comment on that on Facebook. I'm in jail for writing Taliban versus Beetlejuice. That's a race. The last race I was putting up there. They went against policy. But anyway, we got about 11, 12 grudge races. We got Gangs on 28, which is $200 entry fee, $5,000 to win. And we got Troy's Hit List is $200 entry fee, $2,000 on top of the pot. Eight car minimum with Gangs on 28. And we have $580, $100 entry fee, $1,000 on top, eight car minimum. And we have the Lil' G Shootout, which is four local little guys got a little shootout. They're going together. And, we grudge racing all night. And, we got a lot of little time for testing, but it's going to be limited. So kind of get in where you fit in. And we're going to have the run schedule, run order up tomorrow. And the weather's looking to be in our favor. So still going to try to start out things early so we can finish off early because, the track get due on it because it's going to be 82, and the high is going to be 82, and the low is going to be like 60. So that's 20 degree difference. And that dew settles in down in Southeast Texas. So, try to get in early and get it out the way. Make sure you get there early, man.
And on another note, I don't know if you've seen me and Mr. Rogers, but we will be allowing 1 to 2 Texas for the hit list. It wasn't before in the previous years. We decided to do it this year. We'll see and play out and see how it goes this year and we'll see if we do it next year. But we will be allowing test hits before the hit list shootout. So make sure y'all get there early because if y'all miss y'all test hits, that's on y'all. Because once we start the show,
we're not holding up, waiting because that's in the run order too. When we're going to let, them guys their test. And if they don't get their test in and they coming in the gate after the testing, they just got to go off the trailer again or something because we got to have some type of run order so we won't be there all night. Or they do come in and people get to complain about this ain't working, that ain't working. So,
Right.
Yeah, we're trying to get it together, so we can get in and out, have a good time, put on a good show, and go on to the house. Yeah, but that's about it. Like I said, Hell is the Deal, man. Hell is the Deal 9. All right, ninth installment.
Nice and
soft,
boy. That's a beautiful thing right there.
Oh, yeah. Blessing on top of blessing.
You would like to say anything about your trip to Alabama, sir?
Well, I already did. I thanked all my camp members, you, everybody in the camp, man. I run through the names. They already know who they are. You, Big Boy, Travis, Horace, Kenny. Who else is in there? I don't want to miss nobody too much. Puppy, Alex? Who is Patrick?
Alex,
my boy, Alex, yeah. And whoever else, everybody came and, support with us and this, that, and the other, man. We appreciate all the love. We getting back home and, we try to do what we can do, man. And, we gave it all we had and it came up short, what I'm saying? But it's not over with for us, That's our main focus was to go up there and show up and, show out a little bit. And I think we did that. And, like last time we lost, the one who beat us won the money. Just like with Rick James, he beat us, we won the money. So, to me, that's saying a lot. Ain't no Joe Blow put us out. Even though we got put out. But it wasn't Joe Blow, a winner put us out. So it's just, you got to soften the blow some kind of way. It hurts still,
yes,
goddamn same, but it hurts the same. But you got to make
it stinks a little less.
Yeah, the sting a little less than you realize the person you beat them, that beat you won. But, yeah, we'll be back for that, man. We ain't done. He got to show us. You know, he got to show us he can beat him, to me. You know, and they talking all kind of talk about this, that, and the third. But, you know, I think this ground would have took it away. It'd been close. I think she'd have won. That's just my opinion about it. I had my money on it, and I stand on it. But, you know, we'll get back to him and go from there.
Well,
and somebody looking for some action, you know, and everybody that's able to beat us, you know, we'll try to see if they come out with that. But other than that, we chill.
That's up. That's broke. Let me see. Hold on,
there's a mic real quick. What's up, JP? What's up, Troy?
Hey,
what's up, Kato?
What's going on? What up,
Cyro? I called K-Dawg. You sent me some voice, man, but it's okay, though. You know what I'm saying? You went dying now. You went dying now. You took care of your business. You shook up a bunch of people. You came back with a bunch of respect from that way. They respect that car now. I heard you couldn't even get a lock in. They were so scared. You know what I'm saying? But I want to congratulate y'all, man, on going all the way out there representing for Casey and taking that bag. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's unfortunate the way it went down, but at the same time, man, keep your head up because guess what? You took care of your business. A lot of people were scared to go down there on that other side. But y'all took that motherfucker down now and think what y'all won by 2 or 3 races, huh?
So we got to buy the first round. We won the second round, and we're going to the third round. Well, we lost in the third round. A nice switch.
But it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, yeah, it was all good. Yeah. We was, you know.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, man.
We was really focused on that. You know, we didn't go, not to cut you outside, but we didn't go down that 2 grudge race. I was focusing on that bag, man. That's what I was focused on. I didn't want to show my hand beforehand and all that other stuff.
No. What I was saying, like, you know, y'all was in the shootout. I'm talking about grudging in the shootout. Didn't nobody want.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we grudged over.
Nobody
want
none of that phone.
We grudged every round. Even the guy we raced, he was claiming he wanted to run for this kind of money, that kind of money, woo-woo-woo. When it came down to it, he ran for a fourth of what he talking about he wanted to run for up from Jump Street. And he told me, you know, he stopped counting. But, yeah, that's enough, man.
Yeah,
woo-woo-woo.
But we understood he was already shook. He's
But I mean, as you need to hear another day, he won. So I don't want to take too much from him, but,
I just
want to
congratulate you and your whole camp, man, on going down there and taking care of your business, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going on me, fellas. Y'all finish up. Hell at the deal. It's going down.
Yes, sir. Troy, did I mention Laro, man? I might have forgot my home, but I'm sure.
And Laro ain't did shit.
Yeah, he did. My partner, man. I'm tripping. I might be tripping, man. If I didn't, I apologize, lad. I'm sorry, man.
I will and Laro ain't did shit.
Yeah. Yeah, my bad, y'all. Yeah. I'm moving fast.
Laro, the main one, him and Shotwell gonna get in their feelings. You ain't say their name, you know.
Oh, the Shotwell too. I'm, man, my bad. They know what they are. Shit, I shot them out on Facebook. They know what it is.
Shout out to Brandon. Shout out to Rodney. Shout out to Shotwell and Laro.
Yeah, all of them, man.
Lil Ricky,
all of them. Yeah, King B, Chrissy, all of them.
Fuck King B.
Oh, okay. Well, one out of three ain't bad.
You got to get them. No, you been giving them boys here, man. I love them very much. I mean, I love them guys. You know what I'm saying? They make it exciting. Because they call me, Chavo, you going? And man, I say, look, Charlie won't let me.
Charlie won't let you get off the clock, huh?
No, man, Miss Charlie said, man, we need you. I said, man. Okay, but I had to okay for wiping like baby dog. I know you like that. I know you said you wanted to put the party on. speed, but it sounded like, it's gone, boy.
He told me he would come down here, but, you know, they got the small block race on the 22nd. There's a lot of stuff going on down there, so, and I respect it on such short notice. But, you know, dude, our buddy actually cool, man. He ain't, you know, he ain't on no bullshit or nothing. He's like, man.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I come down here.
I just want to see how that would have really turned back. I just, you know, me being a fan, I just want to see how that would have turned back.
Get some more
lock ins
for you,
right? Yeah, I'm ready to lock it in. I'm ready to lock the car in.
You ready. Do me this favor, Cyro, since you know everybody. If you can find Steve with a flashlight, let me know. You can lock him in for dog right.
Both press the one button. You on your...
You get that up and done right now.
Yeah, tonight we supposed to get something up in the night. We supposed to have fun. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Since my first hell in the day, man, I told myself I ain't missing none. I wouldn't give a damn about Mr. Charlie or nobody. I will be there.
Ryan, ain't nobody on the button? Anybody pressing one button, Troy?
No, sir. I went through the list. I don't see no hands up. Can we get somebody from Steve-O Camp Bloodline Racing? Can we get y'all to press the one button to see if y'all can get Steve-O on here?
Somebody got a TV on or something in the background.
Oh, that's me. Hold on. I'm
going on
me. Troy. 504. Your mic open. Yo.
Hey, that car ain't named Miss Graham no more, I heard. They got a new name.
No. Mm-mm.
Huh?
It's Miss Graham. It's still Miss Graham.
It's called Heavy Graham now, huh? What's going on, fellas?
Hey, say stupid. How you doing, Mr.
Doobie? You got it.
Get on. Hey.
You know that ain't his name no more.
Yeah, that's the name, man. Miss Graham. We don't play the big Graham.
No. I said Miss
Heavy.
I said that ain't his name no more.
Oh, okay. What his name is?
Red Ass.
Who is that? Who that was, man?
You know who that is. You kept on telling the other day that Shotwell.
Oh, Shotwell. Yeah. Okay. I remember we had the conversation. I forgot who we were talking about. Red Ass. Yeah. I remember that now. Yeah, you got him. I remember that. He probably in the bushes somewhere.
He gonna come out now.
Yeah, he gonna come out. You better. Ain't nobody in Bloodline Camp on here though.
I'm going on mute. Enjoy yourself.
All right, dude. Appreciate
it.
Man.
Let me check one more time.
LC, nobody LC can get in touch with them boys?
I don't see no hands up at the
moment. Now, this is not normal, JP. Why no hands up on the win tonight? What's going on, man? We lost. Damn.
I don't know, man. Oh, man. Nobody don't want to win the Motivation Award.
we can have a way before the race, man. We need to get some more lock-ins.
Yeah, I can't go to Facebook and tell them to get on the show because I'm in jail.
Your probation.
Part of that Taliban. Part of that Taliban.
You better watch out. FCC shut the show down with that shit.
All right. Get your ass, JC.
No, and
did he just yawn? Did Charles just yawn?
Man, I am driving, man. I'm sorry.
On a national radio show, he yawned. Can't be serious.
Oh, my bad,
I
kind of feel like it was just me, you, and it just kind of felt like me, you, and JP was on the phone at the moment.
You ready to fall off?
Yeah. You made this track?
Hey, man, anybody else? Well, Ashley said he's looking for a lock-in.
Real what, Bud Light, baby?
Yeah. They trying to figure out what direction you want to go that weekend. They ain't got no lock-ins either way, so.
What do you do for that color? You going to do something for that color. You going to do we going to leave him alone, Troy. Let me know.
No. You good.
Good shit. What do we need from him? We need something.
One and one.
Yeah, give him the one and one, Ash. Get on here. He on there? You see him, JP?
No, let me see if I can get him off. He's on the other side. Hold on.
No, why are you doing that? How many cars is down there? How many cars in there?
It was initially 18.
281-1020. Your mic is open. 281-1020. Your mic open.
What's up, Troy? It's K-Dole. Congratulations to y'all fellas.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you. What's up? K-Dole, you want me to try to call Steve-O?
Yes, sir. This LC?
This LC?
Yes, sir. Yeah, call him. Yes, sir. How you doing? Yeah, call him, LC.
I'm good, man. I'm trying to get something ready for him, Troy, but I ain't got nothing. I ain't going to say much. It might still pull off. Yeah. It might still happen. Well, I got a week.
Well, we'll leave the dome light on for you. We'll leave the dome light on for you.
I'll get turned that shit out. That's why I don't say nothing else to you.
Oh, yeah. What's understood never had to be spoken.
Okay, all right. I ain't going to keep talking about it. We're just going to stay right there. Oh, yeah. I want you. I want it. Yeah.
All right. Well, we ain't going to run from it. We're going to run into you now.
Yeah. Just trying to get that driver mind right. Because I'd have been racing a whole lot of folks, but if I was still behind the wheel, they don't even need
to find. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't get behind them. My days in Canada.
I'm just saying, when I was, I think that, when you're young, people be scared to lose. When I get my age, I ain't going to be scared to lose. Because I ain't going to lose them all. I don't be scared to lose. You got to try, man. You got to try.
Oh, that's true, man. Oh, that's true.
I'm just trying to get my son to see that. You know, we worry about that. He get out of that, then we'll be all right.
Oh, it'll come with time.
Yeah,
let him keep getting in there. It'll come with time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, he ain't been driving that long anyway, you get old, you don't worry about you losing. You lose, but you ain't going to lose them all, though.
Oh, no.
I'll give a ski boy Richard a call and have him call in and talk with y'all, try to get something going.
Okay, yeah, we appreciate it. We don't have another number, that's why, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's Troy and Heath.
Troy
got to help cool that fire down.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the only reason I'm in Heath, we're going to retire the old Goodness Cutlass by the end of this year, so we'll put it back in the garage on the hibernation. So please let it go out.
Okay. Gotcha, man. Okay.
We is a loss, one or the other, God damn.
Right. Okay. Well, he ready. He ought to be ready the way he's been looking. So he ought to be ready. He shouldn't have no excuse. Yeah. Okay. I say that. I don't know. We'll find out a little bit. I haven't called yet.
He's been looking good.
Oh, yeah, Schemo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's growing.
He's been looking good the last few weeks. Yeah. I'm gonna mute and I'm gonna give him a call.
Okay, all right, appreciate it, thank you. Okay, all right, doc, now what question you had, Cyrus? You had asked me a question, I forgot. Hold on, I got one more hand, just went up. Oh, go ahead, 392-69, your mic go. Hey, how y'all doing? Hello, how y'all doing? What's going on? All right, what's going on? I'm good, I'm good. Say, I was calling to see, will y'all be allowing testing and tuning? I'm one of them lifelong testing tuners, but a fan of the sport.
Yes, sir.
So will y'all be allowing testing tune in between rounds or something like that, or at the beginning, or how y'all planning on doing?
Between rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
No, go ahead. You're right. You're right.
Sure.
At the beginning and in between, and in between, and then in the midst of all the grudge racing.
You know, stuff like that. We're going to try to bring the grudge racing in between the rounds of the shootout, and then we'll bring the testing up at the grudge race. So the grudge race kind of set precedence over testing tuners. So get the grudge races out the way, and then get the testing tuners up there, and then we'll go back to the next round, so on and so.
Okay. I appreciate that. Just wanted to know before I make the haul.
Yeah, come on out again. We get you fixed up.
Always. Thanks a lot.
No problem, bro.
All right.
Is it safe for me, Cyrus, to talk now, or you got a hand up?
No, you good.
Cyrus, where you at? What you talking about now?
The first question I was asking about how many cars is in up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, they had 18 at first, right? But when it came down to it, it was 13 because cars broke and, you know, different little stuff happened in between the Thursday to Saturday. So, like, 13 at the end.
Man, y'all was right at the door.
Yeah, we just come out finally. The last four.
Now, you know I'm going to be missing. You know what I'm saying? Me, you, Joe. I think Troy was on the phone. And JC, he's all on the phone. Now, you in the final. Let's say you made it to the final, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had bust that guy.
How, if you want to make it to the final, what?
What do you have busted down? No, it was already broken down.
It was already broke down, Cyro. There's 40-10. It's a 40-10 split.
Oh. Okay,
we agreed to that. In the driver's meet. They agreed to that in the driver's meet.
Oh, that was clear. Yeah, that was
clear. Yeah, it's 4 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. See, somebody was left out with something. You know, making that ball. Yeah, that was some clear shit. I like that. Of course, old Joe was here right now. Rest in peace to my boy. He'd have been, man, I wouldn't agree to none of that.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Controversy, yeah.
Yeah, right. He was controversial for real. I ain't agree to none of that. No.
I got one more mic up real quick.
Go ahead.
469-0591, your mic goes.
Yeah, man, I'm just coming on as a hater today. You know what I'm saying? Every time I get on one of these background radio shows, I heard this gram. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of hearing that shit. Man, y'all ain't got nothing else to talk about. God, man, I come on this stuff. Y'all talking about this gram and the Kate Aubie being talking about the shootout. Man, I'm a whole hater, man. I don't want to hear shit about what's going on.
Yeah, man, like,
for real, you know what I'm saying? They come over there and got the asshole blew out. Talking about they bad motherfuckers. They going over there. Who? Who did
Mike Hill. Mike Hill. I mean, King B. King B. King B.
I didn't
call Mike. No, man, y'all know. Y'all already thought, come on, outside hard than a mother effer. Do you understand what I'm telling you, man? Shout out, man, the motherfucker being K-Dawg, Troy, the whole camp over there, man. Y'all helped me out with full time. Y'all helped me lose my money. But it was some good little shit, though, too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all for going over there and showing out, showing up for Texas. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know Miss Graham is here to stay. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did a wonderful job. Y'all made that shit look real easy, man. You know what I'm saying? More power to you, brother. More power to y'all, man.
Oh, we appreciate that, guys. Yes, sir. We appreciate that, guys. Now, that first stuff you came on there with, they got a few people that want to say that. They're probably glad you said it. Now they're mad you thought you were sick.
Yeah. That's why I had to go come on and give it to them. I bet they was over there. Like, come on, JP. Give it to them, JP. Shut your punk ass up, boy. You ain't going to never hear me come out like that, right? Yeah. Yeah, fuck wrong with y'all. Fuck they thought that shit was. You'll never hear me say no weekend shit like that. Never in the days of time, nigga. Fuck wrong with y'all. Yeah. Fuck wrong with y'all. Straight up. I really got some high side shit to say about a couple guys out of the state of Texas. Anyway, straight up. You did what I'm saying? Yeah, let me go chill this bitch in high gear right quick. You did what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Because there was a couple folks that was out of Texas that was supposed to have been on the list. And this, that, and the third is supposed to have popped up with the rules, and you still, all you had to do is just not use XYZ on your car. You did what I'm saying? And you could have still had your fuck ass in the goddamn shootout. You did what I'm saying? So shout out to your dumb ass. You did what I'm saying? For not going over there to showing up for Texas. You did what I'm saying? And then these motherfuckers come up with a new race next month. The day after Thanksgiving, and then I see all these people want to go over there to Texas. So shout out to y'all dumbass again for going to do some dumb shit, for doing some shit that you should have did from the word say no with your dumb ass. You did what I'm saying? And if y'all don't like what I'm talking about, you can fuck out that King B, because I said it. I don't give a fuck. You did what I'm saying? That shit is publicly known. It's on Facebook. That's my best friend. Facebook is all our best friends. We look at it. We wake up in the middle of the night, check our phone, see who made a motherfucking post. So since we so stupid doing that, y'all stupid motherfuckers want to go on a day after Thanksgiving to go try to redeem y'all selves like, nah, motherfucker. I hate to say it. I'm a real big fan of K-Dawg in the camp over there, but K-Dawg in there and the whole fucking camp. And Miss Graham is the motherfucking truth because they went over there from the words they go, wasn't barring shit, wasn't trying to hurt shit. You did what I'm saying? And they went over there trying to uppercut somebody. So they the smartest motherfuckers out of the state of Texas. All the rest of you motherfuckers are dumb motherfuckers. Fuck y'all. I'm going back on you. Now, that's crazy. Now, that's crazy shit right there. Yeah. Now, that's
it. Cut the show off. Thank you.
Let me open up Mike.
Hello, you can hold it. Hello, you can hold it. That kid in.
Y'all did everything right, man. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Nick.
I'll go back on you.
I got one more thing to say.
Go back on you, man. You can't be hating on these boys over here.
Hey,
this ain't no hater show. Nope.
No.
Yeah, it is. Fuck $8
nope.
on them ain't shit. But to the rest of them dummies, to the rest of them dummies, y'all need to worry about going to motherfucking Florida to showing up for Texas. Don't get up out of here talking about the next day after Turkey Day. I wish the fuck I would, man. I got to go play with the family and all that shit. What the fuck is y'all talking about?
Who is that coming in?
No, they don't. They just say, yeah, they'll call your number.
We hear you.
48.
Since Steve-O here.
You open, Steve-O.
I've been on. I've been trying to get in. I ain't know.
Okay,
my
boy
keep up here hollering at me, telling me. I said, man, I'll push five times. I've been on the line with two other people. And I said, let me call myself.
Yeah, well,
what's
you
going
here,
on?
Trying looking for you. For hell is the deal.
No, okay, that ain't hard. Like I told y'all, this Friday, I know for sure, but we already making time. I'm coming if job don't change nothing.
Okay,
but
okay,
I know
okay.
for sure this Friday, but I lock a little something in right now. If I got to work, then I just pay that. You know, but well, I want to do it.
Okay, it's up to y'all. Y'all get it together.
How you want to do? We can go on. Just say, I'm just saying, in case my job or something jump up and I got to work, then I ain't trying to pay somebody no $500,000 just because I got to go to work.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about
a
couple hundred dollars or something like that, I'm cool with that. Or you trust me on my word because I'm coming to get you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
You come to get God.
Oh,
you got right.
Yeah, I'm coming to get you.
I'm coming to get you.
Yeah, I ain't bad for my mind. I'm good by mine. I done took so many. I'm numb. It don't even matter to me. Hey, she pretty good right now. I tell like this. And they can anybody can dispute it all they want.
Come on.
I done lost a lot, but I ain't never got beat.
Because
every time I lost, my car fucked up. And I don't put that on the blame, and I never said that out there that before. But if it make the trip, then see. So I'm good by mine. It's small block, I'm good. Small block nitrous, I'm good. You know, I got a problem with them little old bitty S10s and Mustangs. And, you know, I got so I like Troy because I've been wanting to get on side of something good that's – like me, that way like me. And that way I know where I'm at. And I do that all day long.
Hey, look there. Hey, struggle with emotion. Slow rolling.
Yeah, I do that all day long. And I'm looking for that one to give me when I shove it in high gear, drive away from me.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking for
don't
that.
Don't get what you're looking for there. You're going to get what you're looking for, Steve-O.
Okay. I hear you.
We can do it in the daytime. So if you
hey,
want
man,
to
that's good. And then that way we can do some stuff a little late. Because this is the thing. I got to make a pass. I ain't never been to that track before.
Mm-hmm.
Run my car. I've been there, but I never run my car. So I like to make me a hit. So we're going to try to be there early. So if you can get me on up there and make a hit, after that I'll be good. No matter what the car do on the first hit, as long as I don't break it, I'm good for the race.
Troy, you try to lock in together. How you want to do it, Troy? He just told you what he got laid out.
Sound like a plan. He said he's going to be there. I mean, we can lock us off 200. You know, I'm good with that. Shit, try to run
that's
about
good.
Five or six.
Clock?
Yeah.
That's good with me?
Yeah, 5 or 6 clock.
That's good. That's perfect,
okay.
Brother. That's perfect.
Clock,
hey, I think it's going to be good, man. Hey, I've been wanting it. I was coming there. I'm telling you, I'm coming there for that. Well, I don't want to do that. That's what Nate said. He said he came. I ain't going to say them words, them bad words. He said he was coming to HMP to get me. And he got fucked up so bad. So I ain't going to say them words. I want to run the man. That's what I'm going to say.
Good deal. Mm. Good deal.
Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty good. Hey, we can go on and settle this. About in H-Town, who got the baddest small block all steel? Full frame.
Uh-oh.
She taught me how to take my time.
Can you in the middle of a lock-in? Right? You're in the middle of a lock-in.
Okay, $200 on, y'all tell me.
Two on how much, Troy?
$1,000, $1,500.
Okay, we do that, and we get there, and we talk. That's cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can do 200 on, just say, 15 or better.
Okay.
Okay.
Sound like a plan.
Yeah, that'll work.
Lock on your end, Steve-O?
I'm good. It's heads up, poetry.
Okay.
If you get on the white line, you lose. Hey, a red light, only way I would like to race, if you red light, the race is over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know, and that's how I race. And then I just like to put this in there.
Y'all got a DP man?
Them racers there. I don't bullshit. So they ain't never showed me they bullshit. So I'm good.
Yeah, we good too.
But I'm just saying, on that deep stage, I'm just saying it don't matter. Because some dudes want to say if the top bulb go off, oh, I ain't know you were going to go. If the top bulb go off, then that's just it. We going. You know, if the car just so happened to go. You know, I'm just saying deep stage don't matter. That's what I'm saying.
All right. That's a bit.
Yeah.
But really, yeah, like done to have my money.
Okay.
Yeah, so if y'all good with that, and yeah, if you gangster enough to get on that wall, hopefully that don't happen, and come off of it, you good. No, I hope that I don't want that to happen, neither one of us. But I trust that man car. He got a good car. Like I say, I don't like messing with it. I'm a big guy. I like cars that run. You know, and if I got to take my whoopings, my lickings, that's what I take. You're going to have to give them to me. You can't tell me you're going to give them to me. And I've been hearing some people still tell me, man, leave him alone. You can't go over there. Damn that. I'm going over there. Damn that. I'm going.
Damn, I'm
hard-headed. I don't give a damn. I got plenty of faith. Old car sitting right here in the garage while I build a motor, build everything. I'm good with it. Strong to the paint. Let's go. So it's gonna be that's a good race. I already done told my wife, so I know pretty much if the job tell me something, she gonna tell me to tell them something. Cause she ready to go. But nah,
that's
man,
cool.
We gonna do it. I like y'all thing. Good thing y'all went down there. Car look good. Y'all did everything look safe. What you say, Sean? Yeah, we'll be in Port Arthur after the race, celebrating a little bit on the way back home.
Oh, yeah. Y'all probably go by John's or mama's house and get caught.
Oh, yeah,
we're
going to be over there.
Wipe,
so if you want to, we'll be over there in the parking lot. We'll be right next door.
Yeah, wipe y'all face, man. You know, I'm going to pass through there.
Okay.
I'll pass through there and drop y'all some beer and some, you know, just whatever y'all drinking over there and get y'all something to eat. I know y'all stomach's going to be hurting, turning inside out.
I got you. Hey, brother. Hey, man, win, lose, or draw. Say, man, it's like this in drag racing. Everybody know ain't nothing guaranteed. And I know I know more than most of them. I done lost to so many motherfuckers I'm supposed to beat. Shit. So, hey.
Yeah, for real.
It don't make no difference,
support,
man. Yeah. I like,
support,
hey, man, one reason I like drag racing, you always got a chance. Only one way if you do it. You always ain't got no chance if you don't never do it.
Do
I got so many dudes with cars, they don't never roll them. So, hey, you don't know.
You don't know till you get up there. That's right down, so right.
Yeah. But you know, we like old Billy Ghost with cast iron stomach, so don't worry about that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we good. So when you see that little stick on that car say turn down for what? Y'all finna see. Yeah, we finna see. I've been trying to get her ready for that. And hopefully I can keep, you know, these four is hard to keep together. So I've been trying to keep her together, and she's been doing good with her wellness checks. So I think I'm good now.
Let me catch these mics real quick. I know they've been waiting.
I got you, buddy. Y'all do what y'all do. And we're going to listen in on the show and let everything fall down. But appreciate y'all. I'm going to put it on mute.
Right,
let y'all have it. Good. All right, Troy. All right, K-Dog.
512, your mic open. 512-0268. 214, I'm coming to you.
Nah, I'm just letting you know I'm in, Troy.
What say, Laro?
What's the deal?
Should have been in, suckers.
Laro, come on now. Shit. Don't be quiet.
Oh, no. I'm just letting know I'm in, man. Y'all continue on. I'm going to chill and be still tonight. I'm just listening.
Oh, you must have heard what K-Dog said about you then.
No. What was said, Cyro?
Should have been on.
Cyro, Cyro, ain't nobody talking to you. Cyro, what was said?
You should have been on the show. Go with
it. Now you go with that bullshit. You ride with Big Meatball now, huh?
MC Wideback, baby. He's the man right now.
Hold on, MC Tribe, baby. 214-6973, your mic open.
Yeah. Who want to shoot little baby? The baby want to shoot.
You get that color 1-1 Bud Light, baby?
They say you look for who? Who looking for baby?
Bud Light, baby, will you get that colors 1-1?
Come on, next weekend. I'm trying to figure out which way I'm going to go, if I'm going to go east or if I'm going to go south.
Okay, well, if you go south, no, east. What is it, east? If you go east, let's see, south is, okay, we east. Yeah. If you come east, let us know.
God, we're in the south, guys.
Southeast.
Well, shit. He got to pass us up before he go that way. So, goddamn, I don't know. He's coming east. You got to come this way.
This ain't even there.
Y'all talking about South City. He made a 1-1. Yeah. Y'all had a little hopped up the other day. But, shit. I don't know. I'll let y'all know something between probably like Monday or so. For sure.
Now, listen to me. Now, I'm going to put this out there. God rest his soul. Joe was going to give us that 1-1. Just to let you know. Thought I'd let you know that.
Shit. That's what Joe driving.
He was determined.
Shit. I'm sure he was. But I ain't the same driver. It'll be my. I'm trying to make some passes Sunday, but shit. It's supposed to rain up here Sunday. The way I'm looking on this forecast. So shit. I mean, I'm go out. We do something off the trailer. I'll give you the 1-1.
I'm T-Roy.
Oh, shit.
T-Roy?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Damn, T-Roy didn't hang the phone up?
Damn. Get up, Troy. Get up. Get up, Troy. Get up.
Man, T-Roy, the music is on mic.
Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, he must have fell off.
Man,
so he's still driving.
He must have fell
off.
Troy, come on out of there, man. Troy, they got us. They got us, Troy. Come on, Troy. They got us.
Last time we gave up the 1-1, y'all had your grip out. Everything. Yeah.
Man, y'all caught that car, man. You said y'all caught it. You forgot.
You say what now?
We'll try it. Hold up, but Troy got to race with dude, though. Troy got to race at 6 o'clock.
Steve-O.
Now he run, you
got to
be
Steve-O
before that.
Push.
Yeah, with Steve-O.
Yeah. I'm coming out the trailer. Whoever I'm running. Don't matter to me.
But Steve-O did say you want to make a big test pass.
I ain't about no test. What's up, test? I'll let y'all know something by Monday, which way I'm going to go with it, see which way my wife want to go. Other than that, shit, I'm going to be off the trailer.
Okay, gang, I'll tell you what. If you get there, we'll take the 1-1. Now, that's what we'll do. So if you know if you're coming, you already know what it is. We'll take the 1-1. I ain't got that extra on that shit. It ain't number to race. It's racing shit.
Yeah.
We'll take that 1-1.
Yeah, we'll discuss everything else before I get you know, coming that way. I'm talk to you anyway between 9 and on for Monday and let you know exactly what I'm gonna do.
Okay, all good, boss. You know we're on Zello or whatever. We'll get it together.
Yeah,
but yeah, we'll take that 1-1 off the trail, out the toilet, whatever, whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. Shit.
Really.
Out the toilet, you know, however, you know.
Oh, these
days. Yeah, we'll take that.
Trying to be right, give Troy the 1-1.
Who? Troy
in the cutters. Nobody gets nothing.
Damn.
It's the other fucking
man. Oh,
damn.
Lord.
Damn.
Have mercy.
Damn.
stop.
Man, I know Joe ready to jump out of the sky. I know he ready to jump out of the sky. I know he is. Listen to that nonsense on that other end, man. We'll wait till Monday, though. We'll wait till Monday.
Four folks better than lane. One.
Yeah, I'll hit y'all. I'll hit you on Monday. Let's
let us know Monday, because we got someone going the other lane with him. With now, don't do that.
Hey, they can get the one-on-one. They odd the money. Odd the money. You get whatever you get. You get the one-on-one. You odd the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
ain't gonna be no one-on-one for $5,000. Nope. My 25 your four.
Let us know Monday. Let us know what y'all gonna do Monday. We'll go from there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
All
okay, right. Ashley. All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Damn.
The show pull out something for the runner that's right off the ramp.
Mm-hmm. Ain't got time to do all that bumping, man. Get there. We arguing there, day of trick or treat. We argue the whole waste the whole show and they go on trick or treat. Get there. Yeah.
God damn.
Somebody probably hit the one button. We done looked over there because we were arguing about a race that ain't going to happen. Yeah, no.
Go throw that in the trash.
The Cullers got one.
Go throw that in the trash. Junior, go throw this in the trash. Trash.
That's all we can eat.
I know. I'm going to throw that in the trash. My bad. My bad, man. Shit just got to the house. I just missed that storm, too, boy. It's a badass storm coming out of Austin, man. I mean,
it's bad, got a
coming. So you did not leave from down this way?
No, I'm back at the house now. I just missed that storm went through Brenham and Brian and all that shit. I just missed that motherfucker.
Damn. Damn, boy, you be rolling. You already back up there? Shit.
Yes, sir.
Man, it seems like y'all quiet. I got a topic, man.
Yeah, well, come on with that week. I mean that topic, buddy.
Hold on before you come with that shit.
Okay.
Let me open this mic.
Man, that's how y'all going to treat me tonight, man. I'm going to get out.
I'm sorry. 384. 87-84. Before we get into the
appreciate you opening the mic, man. It's Street Sweeper. Hey, congratulations to y'all fellas, man. Y'all represented, man, in a big way. And, you know, hey, man, I'm glad to know you fellas, man, and call y'all my local heroes. That tempo, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. I'm just standing by on the mic.
Thank you, boss. Appreciate you. All right, lad, come on with your topic, man. You don't need to waste no moment.
All right.
I just spoke, boo. Damn, my mic open.
Hey, okay, so it's like the shootout, I guess, is the new wave or whatever versus grudge racing. So is shootout priority over grudge racing now?
Well, you want me to answer somebody else's answer?
Bust the mics open, Troy. Hear your voice either.
Okay, well, I'm going to get my answer, and I'm going to get clean out the way. I don't think shootouts are superior to grudge racing because, number one, a grudge one-on-one is better than having to go rounds for some money. But when the pots are so big or getting to be so big, and then you can have the best of both worlds. You can grudge race every round, and you can still be going for that bag. But if the shootouts, if they bring the pots back down to so much, the shootout's going to get dead again because ain't nobody want to get in there for, you know, X amount of dollars when they can grudge race for the whole pot. Now, it's very seldom you're going to see somebody run for 50 outside. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why this shootout was so popular. The one that Mike Hill got coming up going to be so popular because – shit, they raising the bar. These bags are going up.
Okay.
So you make four good passes, you get a bag.
Okay, got you. But what if it's the people that's not in the shootout, but they want grudge racing, they want grudge race. So, and what I'm saying is the people that got an actual grudge race, but they got the shootout that's giving out the bag. So what you saying, that the people that's going grudge race just got to wait till the shootout is over? Or what? Because, I mean, lately – I've been seeing, like, if they got shootouts, that people on side when they got grudge raises, I guess they just get in where they fit in instead of normally supposed to be priority. You stop what you're doing and let them boys go on and get it on.
Yeah, but see.
So I do that work.
Okay, is this. It just depends on the type of shootout that you have and what high intensity is. You know what I mean? Like this weekend, they had grudge racing, but when it comes time for that Holyfield shootout, shit, that's what everybody came to see. You don't want to risk the track getting all down or anything. You want to let them go first and let them grudge race come after that. I'm going to ask somebody else to talk. Somebody else can say so.
Yeah, you said it right.
You got to bust the mic open, Troy.
I see what – I know I will. I see what you're trying to say. Larry's trying to basically say that, you know, when you're there for that big shootout, you're not grudge racing in the meantime. You know, I get what you're saying, Larry, for a big bag like that, for a big purse like that, you're taking a chance of hurting some or fucking some up, and then, look, you can't even get in the shootout because you got damn me 15 hours away from home and what you need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it kind of – the big shootouts kind of oversee grudge racing one-on-one at the same day or same, you know, same weekend or whatever to me. You know what I'm saying? Because if you out there for a certain thing, you go out there and go for that. And then after that, then you get down one-on-one, go to, you know, go grudging and whatnot. But, you know, I don't think, shootouts hurting grudge racing because there's plenty of grudge racing there this weekend, prime example. You know, but let me get some hands up and see what Larry.
I think what Larry's saying, he's asking if the shootout take priority over the grudge race. Is that what you asking, Larry? That was kind of like he was asking.
Yeah.
Certain
shootouts, JP, I ain't
depending on the magnitude of that shootout, hell yeah, they going, you know, but at the same time, if you really want a grudge race, your ass going to be up there ready between them shootout rounds. You're going to be ready in the lane.
Right.
So as soon as they finish running that round of the shootout, you can get your man.
Though, JP. They said it on the microphone, and it happened to it. Fuck around and let a motherfucker grudge race before the shootout, motherfucker fuck around and hit the wall. So now we sitting back in the lanes. They got to prep the lane. They got to do all this, and they got to do all that. And we are behind of what we were trying to run a shootout at for the next round because it was supposed to get cold that night. So they was trying to finish the shootout. So it actually happened, and he said on the microphone, see why I don't want a motherfucker going out track before the shootout start, blah, 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 because that motherfucker fucked up the track, you know? So, yes, shootouts oversee grudge racing on that level. But if, you know, if you got a little bitty shootout, it ain't for the oversee grudge racing, you know? But something like that will. Especially when you crunch for time. You know, you crunch for time, and we all knew, everybody at that track would have caught knew it was going to get cold in the motherfucker that night. So they started
early.
That bitch dropped
quick.
Man, JP, I ain't never been nowhere when the sun disappeared, the temperature drops 20 degrees. It was 81 degrees when we first got that Thursday. When we get that, dog? Thursday, Wednesday? Thursday.
Thursday.
I'm out there chilling. I got a short sleeve shirt on, jeans. I'm walking around. That sun disappeared, JP. That temperature instantly dropped 20 degrees. I'm like, man, this is crazy. I'm like, quick. Like, the sun wasn't even gone yet. The temperature was going. As the sun was going down, the temperature was going down as quick. I was like, man. And then Saturday was supposed to be the coldest night, so they were trying to get that shit. So in that instance, in that case, I could see why the shootout is overseeing grudge racing and stuff like that. But like JP say, if you want your man, your ass be in line wait after the shootout run, you be the first grudge race after the shootout.
It makes sense.
Anybody else want out?
I was just gonna say, guys.
Where can't be?
Are we on the back line or we on the show?
Nah, we on the front straight. Shit.
What's up? Who wants something? I got nothing. King, go back on mute. Don't worry about it. What the fuck I thought?
Hey, Larry,
what was your question, man? Shootouts is starting to get popular. The new thing was the shootout priority over actual grudge races. Now,
are you asking if shootouts are gonna are more popular than grudge racing?
No, a priority over grudge racing now.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
Now, you know, they used to say grudge racing was priority over everything, but now I'm starting to see now, which I mean, I got a little bit from Troy, but I just know now when they're having them shootouts, like, and they got a bunch of cars, and they putting up their money. Now I see they be trying to get the shootouts out of the way before they let grudge races go on. So I was trying to say if that was priority over grudge racing now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it depends on, you know, like somebody said, it depends on the event, you know. If you run for some big money, you got, you know, cars that paid $2,500, $2,000, you know, to get in, it's kind of slap in the face if somebody goes down and holds the whole goddamn track and then they, or wrecks, you know.
Yeah,
it kind of jeopardizes the track and the whole event. I mean, I've been to an event where.
Uh-huh. I'm going to see cut it on a second.
No, go with me, man.
Oh,
you're
talking
about something.
Yeah, I've been to an event where they're racing for $20,000, you know, shootout $20,000, and they let these two cars shake, and one of them ended up in the bleachers and almost killed some people, so they called the race, you know, and it just ruined the whole shootout, you know, the $20,000 for everybody that entered. So, I mean, it's just the way you look at it, you know. It's not really – no, I don't see it as a priority one and two. You know, I just see it as if it's a, you know, a big shootout, you know, y'all can grudge race after the shootout, you know, so you don't jeopardize the shootout.
Yeah, both.
But I think shootouts are easier to get into sometimes because you ain't got the games and the this and that. You know, you just pay your fee and race. Race for the money, you know. Follow the money. And that's I think that's what everybody's been doing here lately. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Wrong with it, like B say, you follow the money the first time.
What's that? Who was that, Troy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you, man. What'd you say?
Nah, I say, ain't nothing wrong with following money. Just make sure you do it the first time they do it, as B say.
Yeah, yeah.
But people don't understand why he said what he said, because, you know, you're trying to see how it's going to be first, and then you see if you got action the next time they do it.
What, in the shootout?
In a certain kind of shootouts, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's so concerned who's going to be there and, you know, who cars in there. Everybody just wanted to know the list of the race. And I kind of like how they did it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They took deposits in before, you know, but, you know, nobody knew who was in them. They laid the rules out and said that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that in the big money races because you scare, you know, you probably scare some people off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a car count, so then you ain't got no shootout, you know.
Right. But yeah.
And that's kind of what's been going on down here lately, you know.
Mm-hmm. I could tell, you know.
It is what it is.
But, you know, that's the thing, though, nigga. You know, it's sad, you know, Texas, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth. Those, just those two cities alone got so many people in them, you know what I'm saying, to where we shouldn't have to rely on people coming from the east, the west, you know, from all around, you know, to have a decent shootout. It's just motherfuckers just so scared because, let's say, for instance, the 490 shit. Everybody's scared of Hillbilly because Hillbilly been winning. What motherfucker beat him, you know? Can't knock a man for if he winning. Don't be scared of him, shit.
No.
You know,
no,
I think what's wrong with a lot of people don't have a lot of grudge racing in them. You know what I'm saying? I'd be goddamn if I'm going to let $200 stop me from making fucking $3,500 because of one person been winning. There's a rule in that. So just run what you got to run. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just never good grasp that concept, man. I really didn't.
Yeah.
I try some stupid shit for $200 all day long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. I mean, you can see, you know, you guys were the favorite to win, you know. Any car can win. The slowest fucking car, I've seen the slowest fucking car win shootouts when, you know, say, you know, big names were in it, you know. It's a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen. You've got to take a chance.
Right.
And if you can't advance, whatever, you know. But, you know.
I get it. I just wish we could bring more of that over here, you know. It's just crazy, you know. Them motherfuckers didn't give a damn. They were racing. Had a 20K shootout, I had Mustangs and D-bodies in it, you know, that Friday. You know, so them motherfuckers just love to race.
Yeah. I mean, they work, you know, everyone works hard for their money so they can go have a good time, you know. If you don't see that having a good time, then you shouldn't really even have a car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. But if you don't take a chance, you never win. And if you don't take a chance, you never lose.
So yeah, that's true,
too. At that point, you ain't racing. Grudge race, that goes for grudge race or shootout. Well,
yeah, it go for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker told me one day, man, I'm undefeated. I was like, you must don't race because, motherfucker, you going to lose. You know what I'm saying? You definitely, if you racing, you going to lose. It just come hand in hand, you know.
Yeah, he just hasn't raced the right car yet, because there's always some of a fast,
always
in racing, always. He hasn't raced the right car yet.
Let me see if I got any emails. So. Nope. Yep. But shit, I can't get no hands to go up, Nick. I don't know. I guess nobody want to talk to us, man.
Shit, we shut it down?
Shit, Laro and K-Dog done left and shit.
No, I'm saying, that's why I was asking, was we on the back line or shit, or we on the show? Shit.
I can't get nobody even put their hand up.
oh, yeah. Baby.
Anybody want to run a GT Cobra Mustang? Goddamn, something, shit. Stir somebody up. A red Cobra?
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Get your head split real quick.
No,
but the motherfuckers
man.
Ain't never
lost
before. Shit. Oh, come on.
Get that weak motherfucker the hell out of the death. I like his ass in off the trailer.
Oh, goddamn, Nick. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Man, you can lock wherever you want in, JP. I'm gonna be on the sideline cooking some goddamn lamb chops. I don't know what the hell you're going to be doing.
Shit, his ass better be ready to cook come too.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be cooking. Oh. Gonna be cooking.
You hell.
Who, me?
I gotta cook for
the
race.
How about JP?
Yeah, he's gonna be cooking.
Gotta cook for the race.
I'm a race.
Big old pot of beans for everybody. Hey, just like y'all lined up for that gumbo, y'all gonna be lined up for them beans.
Shit, don't worry about it. I'll be the first one in them beans. Shit, think I'm lying.
I'll cook a pot so goddamn big,
I want to see if I can feed the whole track.
Oh, you really trying to show out, eh?
You going to bring about 5 sacks of beans.
Hey, Larry, I'm spending my home part money.
Yeah, spend all of it, too.
Spending my home part money, man.
Yeah, spend it all.
Laro,
you know how he do?
Big pressure coming to Hell at the Dell. Hello, y'all can hear me?
What'd you say?
I don't know. I
said there's big pressure coming to Hell at the Dell.
I think he's gonna show up because that Nova gonna be there looking for him.
Oh. Okay.
Got a Nova over there waiting on their foot over there. So
Lou is trying to lock me in today. I'm like, man.
Oh, you can't pay Lou no mind.
God damn.
Yeah, he's trying to lock me in with Dante.
Where is Shawell at? Shawell, get your big head ass on here.
Somewhere high.
Right. All right. Okay. I'm putting the ladies down for y'all like this. All right. JP busy. And my black ass just got home. We got Hell in the Dell in less than a week and a half. So y'all make sure y'all get to October the 22nd. I think gate gonna open around about 11, 10 o'clock. Get there early. We're allowing one or two test hits for Troy's hit list. We got Gangsters on 28. I think it's $5,200 in, 8-car minimum. Troy hit list, $200 in, $2,000 on top, 8-car minimum. We got grudge racing all night long. We will be allowing testing between rounds and between grudge racing. But grudge racing will be superior over testing tune. So don't get mad when you're in that testing tune lane and you see two cars go up because they're grudging. So grudge racing will succeed over testing tune. But we will get y'all up there as soon as we can so y'all can test. And if your testing go good, go pick your man. Go do some grudge racing. Do some old school shit. Just find a motherfucker to race. And but that's it. That's it for me, JP. See, I'm trying to get some hands up and all that other shit. And I know you busy and shit. And I appreciate let me go on record to say I appreciate everybody in Texas for showing us love and support, man, when we went over there to Alabama. Shit mean the world to me. Wish we could game on with the bag. Fell up short, but man, y'all did show us love, man. A lot of people's watching on the live feeds and whatnot. But I appreciate y'all. And that's it. And if y'all looking to grudge, y'all want to grudge race, because let's hit the Hell at the Dell shit. Hit me in my inbox, see what I can do. If not, we'll try to get you faded with somebody in the camp. If y'all want to call me, my phone number on Facebook, shit, give me a call. See, I'm trying to bring Gregson back to Texas, man. Come on. But JP, you go out there and do your thing, man. Get your licks in, man, and do what you got to do. Give me some play music and shut me down out this motherfucker.
Man, I ain't got the phone in front of me, man. Shit.
So I got it then. God damn it. Well, everybody, thank y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day, and peace out.
All right.
Damn, bro.